It's just funny
every morning.
It's consistently good.
I'll drink to that.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Experts say Yemen is the most dangerous country in the world. If this affects your summer vacation plans, you're a terrible vacation planner.
And if you're a vacation planner, you're fired. So I have you and your spouse going to Yemen.
No matter how cheap the tickets are, on kayak, don't be buying those tickets.
I couldn't tell you one thing about Yemen or Yemen, however you say it. Not one. Mm-mm. Nothing.
Do you know where it is?
I would guess in the Middle East.
You're right about that.
I'm going to guess the Middle East.
Yeah. More specifically?
It's very small. It's in between two larger countries, and that's why it's just like, you know, it doesn't even have a sea. It's a landlocked country.
No, you're totally wrong there.
Okay, great. It's one for three.
Saudi Arabia?
I'm familiar.
Kind of looks like a big fat, like a moon boot.
Uh-huh.
On the map.
Yeah.
Yemen is like at the bottom of Saudi Arabia. It's like a little strip. There's a couple little countries at the bottom of that.
So it is on the sea?
Yes.
Huh. Well, then I'm sure there's beautiful places in Yemen.
On the sea, but it's dangerous. Don't go.
Okay. Hmm. I won't.
Yeah, probably wonderful beaches, but yeah. Not worth it. speaking of going on vacation, you mentioned this yesterday, like going on vacation with your kids, that you have to, you need 2 days after you get back from vacation for the parents to actually relax enough.
Decompress a vacation from your vacation.
When you go on vacation, do you go on vacations to warm places? Like where it's like, oh, there's going to be a pool. Like you make sure there's a pool for the kids.
Yeah, we usually go to like Cancun.
Yeah.
Something like that. Make sure there's pools.
Oh, the pools in Cancun. Yeah, those nice big pools. I mean, and do you as an adult pee in that pool?
Yes, I do.
Renee's already started nodding. He said yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so pee. Mm-hmm. Pee-pee. You're in a pool. Do you pee in pools as an adult?
This is a big reason why I don't go in a lot of pools. I'll go swim in the ocean where they dump all the raw sewage, but I think that swimming in pee pools is gross.
It's highly disrespectful.
You won't pee. Okay, so no pee in pool?
No, y'all are nasty. Yeah, especially you, Johnny.
Well, it's not just any pool. I mean, it's the bar pool. Right. You know what I mean?
No. You're not going to lose bar stool.
So if a pool didn't have bar stools in it, it was a swim-up bar.
I'm not peeing in it.
Really?
If it's got a swim-up bar, then I'm peeing it.
Yeah, I guess that.
Because he got his stool, and you don't want to, if you get up to pee, your stool's gone.
But that stool doesn't dictate you not to using a bathroom.
Well,
like,
it kind of does. Yeah, it does. There's, you got to, like I said, you got to leave, and you can't hold your place. I doubt if you can put your cocktail there with the
unless you've got your wife, you leave your wife or your friend or whoever to be like, okay, just, I'm here. Just make sure no one sits here.
Or you make friends.
Yeah.
Can you hold my spot, bro?
Where is that?
What are you talking about?
She makes a good point.
Uh-huh. No, when I'm on vacation, I'm like, doors are real good. I just drink alone at the pool bar with nobody else.
All by himself.
I did that last time I was in Cabo. Sherry and I had our honeymoon out there, and we stayed at a resort that had one of those swim-up pools.
Yeah.
So I sat there, and then when they give you a beer, they give you two at a time. They're like, here! And I didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
So I just sat there and just drinking my beer. And
penis pants.
Feel pee-pee coming on and just...
Did you look
and then swim away?
That's why those places always smell like highly. Your eyes burn at those places because there's so much chlorine in the water to keep it from getting foggy.
Actually, that's wrong.
Well, I smell the chlorine.
That's not why.
Why?
If you go to a pool that has a very strong smell of
hate that
chlorine,
gives me a headache.
That's the smell of chloramines. And what that means
is
that the chlorine is. That's the battle you're smelling.
It's doing its job.
So if it's a high smell, it's not like, oh my God, this is like a super sanitized pool.
God, it's so strong.
It's burning my eyes. No, that is
the battle?
The smoke from the battlefield of chlorine battling the germs and grossness that is the pool itself of all the pee and sweat and suntan lotion and just butt. And mm-hmm. that's what you're smelling. You go, wow, this thing just got treated. No.
Gross.
The battle is on and you're in it. Did you read about it?
Oh,
speaking of that, God. Hurricane Harbor, yeah. Head on up to Hurricane Harbor. You got a 4-pack of tickets. Don't pee in it.
Now get out of that one. I'm not peeing.
Why did I bring this up now?
Good Lord.
Holy God.
No, people don't care.
Hurricane Harbor, yeah. Caller 40 right now. 818-955-2955.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Just go when Johnny's not there.
I will pee in my own pool.
I don't pee in that pool.
But I will never pee in a public pool because in my own pool, it's like I know my guy comes twice a week. It's just me usually in there or my wife.
I don't care.
No one else
is in. I would never pee in my own pool. I'll jump out and pee in the grass with the dogs.
I do that too. But I will never.
You just said you pee in your own pool. You don't jump out.
No, but I'll pee in my grass, too, on a random day where I'm out working, and I'm like, I'm filthy dirty. I'm working in the yard. I don't feel like going in to go pee. I'll squat behind the barbecue. It's not a big deal. I do that all the time.
Ooh.
And I'm hosing it down afterwards. It's fine.
Yeah.
Listen, this show is about transparency, and I'm all for it, and I'm telling you all my gross things. But I will never pee in a public pool because that propaganda, whether it's propaganda or not, when you're a kid, it's like, do you know they put some chemical in this pool that if you pee? It'll like show, like it'll turn a different color, uh-huh. like at your crotch. And I'm like, what?
No, well, that does not exist.
That worked on me and it still works. I don't care if it
does. It does not exist.
It worked on me. I've seen it happen. And whether
or not it was
a chemical, what it is that person's like whatever biome.
Really
thing,
bright you yellow
know,
pee.
Yeah, when you see like that battery acid pee in the urinal that hasn't been flushed down, that's just that bitter brownness, that's what you're looking at. That's what.
Like somebody doesn't hydrate enough.
Yeah, there's nothing that's going to trip me because that would be such a bad business model. Because if I have a public pool, I'm not going to go buy the chemical from the guy who's selling the mega chemicals for me. He goes, oh, you'll be able to see all the pee in the pool. Well, I don't want people to see the pee in the pool because I want them to come back to the public pool and get you know, an ice cream push-up. I don't want them to go, this is the most disgusting foul sewer I've ever seen and never come back to my public pool.
No, you make a solid point, and as an adult, it makes sense. It's logical. Yeah. But I'm saying it was so ingrained in my brain that I'm still. I would, if I was going to do that, I would like let a little out and look down, and let a little out and look down, like, and let a little out and look down, and be like, I think it's. I don't think that's real.
Because when I read about peeing in pools and being an adult, it says about just over half of us admit that they peed in a pool as an adult. Just under half don't wash their swimsuits with soap after every swim. I don't.
No, you just rinse it off.
Rinse it off.
Rinse it with
No, you just take it off and hang it up.
I'll rinse it off.
Put it in the shower or hang it over the edge of the tub so it'll dry there. You don't just go, let me go put some soap.
I don't do soap.
Let me rinse it off. It's like, no, just there you go. Dry off.
I mean, you're supposed to rinse it with just clean
rinse
water.
Rinse it because what happens if you got chlorine and stuff even on your skin, it dries everything out. It just dries you out.
I'm already dry.
You don't need to be more dry. You're too
chlorine
dry.
On her, man.
Yeah.
And I do find it very hard to pee in a pool for whatever reason that is. It just doesn't flow out like you want to.
Because you're trying, because you don't know it's not right. Yeah.
What the pressure of the you got to pee through the water pressure.
No,
yeah.
I think it's because you know you're not supposed to.
No,
it's like peeing your own pants.
It's
you're like
peeing through air and peeing through water. Yes, you got to push through water, kind of like walking. It's so much easier walking through air than it is walking in the water. See what I mean?
I do.
It's the same thing.
You acted it out. It's
the
totally
same thing with pee. Set to some illusion. It's like. No, it's the same. You just think it's heavier because it's water.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called science. Look at you learning all the...
This show, really. I mean...
All the graffiti.
Think of how dumb I'd be without this stupid show.
Oh, I know. God.
Lord have mercy. I know.
And sometimes I put on my wife's clothes and I yell at my kids. You know, full transparency.
Johnny...
You've been thinking about that for like the last 20 minutes.
When I said full transparency, I bet he was even thinking about that.
He thought about that when full transparency came up from Renee,
that's
and then
right.
You thought about it because Renee said it, and then he'd been waiting on it the whole time, and you encouraged it because you went back at it.
God, I'm dumb.
Tried to push it out like a pee in a pool.
See? pressure in here.
The last thing I want to do is encourage Johnny in anything he says. So my bad on that one. I apologize. That one's on me. Full responsibility.
Do we have caller 40? All right. Let's go to Carrie. Hello, Carrie.
Hello. Good morning, Frank.
Guess what?
Caller 40.
Yes, you're caller 40. Nice. You're going to Hurricane Harbor. Now, let me ask you. Do you, as an adult, pee in pools?
Absolutely.
Oh. Oh boy, Hurricane Harbor. Get out the chlorine. Gary's coming.
Hey, I actually met you, Frank, at the Blue Door Bar event in Fullerton.
Oh, you did? Yeah, Blue Door. That was a good time. That was a fun little dive bar.
Don't act like you remember.
Yeah. I do. It had a blue door on it.
I met you and Corey.
Yeah. Corey was there too. I think Jordan and Johnny were there.
They were all there.
Good time.
And yeah, you were there. Dancing. Yeah. Oh. Good.
Corey was dancing. I think we all left and Corey stayed. How long did you stay there?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit after we left.
She was dancing behind the bar.
Yeah. Behind the
Corey.
Bar.
Corey!
Corey was queen of the bar that
Corey!
Night.
I have no recollection of that. Yeah. It was fun, though. That was a great
time. That's back when we did those Dig Tissy events. Yep. Tap That Tissy parties.
Mm-hmm. Emo was there, too.
Yeah, we'll have to. I know. We didn't do any tissy drops this summer.
No, we did.
It's not too late. Get on it, Byron. Make a batch of tuss.
Speak for yourself.
Let's go.
Stay on hold, Kerry. And we'll get you your four-pack to Hurricane Harbor. Got another four-pack coming up at 8:40. So listen for your cue to call then. So we've covered the pee in the pool, but... if you saw a poop in the pool.
Okay.
I said if you saw one, not do you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you report a code brown?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You'd report it?
Oh, yes. I would get out of the pool. I would go to whoever was in charge. I'm assuming we're at a public pool or hotel.
Yeah, that's not your own.
Yeah.
You know it. It's your own. Community or hotel pool, would you report code brown? You say yes. You say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want
you get out of the pool
you.
And you never get back in.
Yeah, because it's me, Jordan.
No. You don't want somebody to think it's you. Like, if you're the one who brings it up, they're going to immediately suspect you.
The snooper's the pooper kind of a thing?
The snooper. No.
Okay.
It's because only 23% would.
Oh. 23%? We're almost 100% here.
Yeah. Because they know if you report a doo-doo in the pool, pool's closed.
Oh,
and if we went on vacation, and you went in like this wonderful resort down in Cancun, and you see a payday floating by, you're not going to report that because they're going to close it, have to drain the entire thing.
They don't drain the entire
thing. I saw Caddyshack.
That is a myth. They don't do that. They just shock the hell out of it.
When he ate the baby Ruth and the old lady passed out, I saw it. Yeah, because it'll be temporarily closed. 14% of swimmers said they'd personally remove the poop themselves.
Oh my God. But I don't know where the net at the hotel pool is. No, like
it's one of them splash. Try to splash it out. You're splashing
like,
a bee out.
Yeah, you go like.
You finish your pina colada and you take the cup and you do the scoop.
Oh,
to the poop.
Yeah,
the poopy scoop.
Yeah.
Poop it a scoop.
So it doesn't get closed down. People would remove it themselves and hide it behind a bush or something.
Shut up.
And then I'm not just, getting back in. Yeah, I'm not getting. So I've already closed the pool for myself. Whether the pool's open or not, I'm not getting in it. I don't care. At least not that day.
You were already in it. That's what I mean. I doubt if you're looking at it from the outside, you're going and trying to splash.
But that's ignorance. It's one thing to not know it and I'm swimming around it. The second I know it, it's like, oh my God. And I did a fountain earlier where I go.
You know, maybe after that.
And I'm doing the stupid.
Who does that?
You don't do that.
12-year-olds and me, apparently.
No, yeah, and the woman who said, she wouldn't pee in a public pool, but she's going, look at me, mommy, squirt. Yes, after you see the poop floating in the pool, you don't do any more fountains, Heidi, because obviously you know it's there, so you stop. And maybe you go to the other side of the pool, as opposed to where you found it floating.
Oh, God, that's just, the visual of it is just so nasty. Ugh.
There's a ton of stuff in that water. I mean, you get kids who, they jump in and then they swallow some water and then they throw up into it.
Or they went swimming too soon after they had their chicken tenders and french fries.
Yeah,
and, you know.
All right. It's gross.
You started
this. Don't forget, we got Hurricane Harbor coming up. But they take care of that place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Christine.
They know. You have to. So, I mean, this is nothing but skimming going on over there.
You know what's really gross is when you see somebody who has to pee and they walk into the bathroom, but they don't have any shoes on, like no flip flops or anything, and they go, stand right next to the urinal, and you're like, that's way too
far. Oh my God!
You actually put
your I put on flip flops
and
then
course.
I go to the bathroom.
Yes,
but those people that walk in with no shoes on into the bathroom.
Mm-mm.
That's just disgusting.
But your flip flops, I mean. those are the ones you wear everywhere else as well. Like you went to the place in those same flip flops.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go home and walk through the house.
No, I don't walk through. No, no, they don't follow me in the house.
So maybe they should be a specific flop. Just like I got little piss flops. And you could sell those separately in like one of those little beach bags. A little pocket for piss flops.
Frank Kramer! I mean, it's a solid idea. Solid.
Back to I mean, that. You've already got the flaps. Might as well get the flops.
I see what you're saying. I'm in.
Come on down to flips and flops.
Listen, as
flaps and flops.
As a shark, I'm in for 50%. I'm in for 50%.
Flippity flops. Yeah, for that reason, I'm out. All right, let's get some traffic, and we're going to get Christian Hand in here. Christian's going to do a special tribute to the one and only Ozzy Osbourne. I called him up last night and said that I have no idea what I'd be talking about when it comes to really going into the music of Ozzy and Black Sabbath or whatever. So I'm like, Christian, you have always been my musical shaman. So do you want to stop by? And he's like, I would love to. So coming up in 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes now, Christian James Hand is going to join us in the studio. Keep it here for a very special tribute to the one and only Ozzy Osbourne.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.